actually played against Bogut in the NBA?
Yep, yeah, we've matched up a couple of times. Yeah.
Any games, and how have you gone against him, and are you excited to take him on once again?
Yeah, I mean, in Golden State, I've played against him, and it'd be fun. He's, you know, a big presence inside and nifty passer, someone that makes you change your game plan quite a bit, you know, so it'd be fun to be out there.
And just his body size is a little different to probably what you've played in the NBL so far. Long is a little bit different to him, etc.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, he's very unique. A lot of size, length. You know, you don't want to let him get easy buckets. You know, I don't want to give away the game plan yet, so you'll see the game.
Is it exciting to have that sort of matchup again?
Yeah.
It's well since you played against him.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. You know, I know he's, you know, he's from here, but long time NBA veteran, and you know, it's fun to rematch on, you know, different continent.
Do you sort of thrive or get excited by that opportunity to go head to head with the biggest and the best one over here, but the fact that it will be physical and pretty tough going?
Yeah, I mean, that's something, you know, if you're a competitor, you look forward to, and I can already tell, you know, the town's gearing up for this. Playing at home again, which is fun for us, and this is a big game.
How much does he scout from? You played a lot against him when you were at Phoenix, but how much does he scout from back then, and knowing that change for now? Because obviously he's obviously changed, we're a bit older now.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we're all getting older, but having played against him in the NBA, I think does give me a little bit more experience. You know, a lot of the things guys do here, game planning against him, are very similar to what you do in the NBA, because, you know, it's not like he's radically changed who he is as a player either. So, you know, like I said, it's experience, and I'll lean on that, and it should be a, you know, good match.
Did you reach out to brother Mason at all? Because he obviously played against him in the World Cup qualifiers.
No, not yet, but today would be a great day to do that.
Tell us about this game and the importance. I mean, it looks like top spot's going to be hard to grab, but you're still there with a bit of a chance.
Yeah, like I said, this game's huge. Every match is really important at this point. And, you know, we really focus on the details today, getting our rhythm back offensively and, you know, working together, which is, I think, what makes us so tough is we're unselfish. And, like I said, just getting our rhythm back and the details.
And Tarico trained. Are you confident that he'll now play?
I'm not the trainer, but he looked good to me. And, I mean, my feeling is that he will. Hope he does.
Oh, sorry. Has your adjustment been to the NBL as far as officiating? Have you gone to any of the players for any help with that?
Yeah. You know, I've talked. Nick talked to me last game, and you know, it is different, and I'm doing my best to adjust. You know, not to get frustrated. I got to be on the court if I want to help. So, yeah, it's different in NBA.
You appear to be frustrated a little bit on Wednesday night. Do you find that the other teams are targeting you to try and pick up those fouls, get you in trouble early, and then hopefully get you out of the game?
Yeah, I mean, I can tell, and, you know, if I were them, I would too. But I just get frustrated, you know, when you reward flopping more than playing the right way. That's how it feels a little bit. And just consistency, you know, if you're going to call it one way, call it that way the whole game. It makes it hard to read, and I've only been here for four games, so... But, you know, all you can focus on are the players. You know, they're going to, it's part of the game. Same for both teams. And, you know, I can't let that affect my mindset.
That foul where you tried to dunk defensively, were you surprised that was a foul, or is that a foul straight up?
Well, I mean, I know it probably looks silly, but I didn't want to fall down and break my wrist. I thought it was smarter to hold on to the rim than, you know, he had me. I went a bit, and I was just arguing. They said it's a foul. Regardless, so it makes sense. He shouldn't be grabbing the rim, but I would have done that every time, not to fall on my face.
Yeah, so it was a foul because you grabbed the rim?
Yeah. I was arguing that he didn't even attempt to shoot the ball. You know, I was like, it was a foul on the ground or something, but I guess any interaction with the rim, I don't know, you know, there's a lot of situations I could drop in my mind where it's confusing, but that's the rules, and I don't think it'll happen again.
We saw Bogut last year play a full NBL season and then go off to the NBA and finish off with Golden State. Is there a thought for you that if I can really finish off well here, there's a possibility of NBA come finals or close to finals?
Yeah, I mean, that's always a dream. You want to keep playing. First and foremost, I want to win a championship here, and it's the best way to be ready for a team that needs you is, you know, be in shape and playing against great competition, playing for something, playing in a system. And, you know, every day matters here. So I'm just focused on what we're doing, though, you know, one day at a time. And whatever happens, happens, but I'm really enjoying myself here.
How does, I guess, the professionalism stack up of the NBL, the way the players prepare, their rehab, all that stuff, compared to the NBA?
I mean, it's very similar. And maybe it's not like that across all the NBL teams, but I do recognize I'm part of a special team here and an organization and the way they run things. And it's top-notch here, you know, game plan, shoot around, training staff, recovery, everything's really, really tight.
What have you made of Nick Kay? You probably hadn't heard of him before coming to you to Perth.
Yeah, he's, you know, really well-rounded player, great demeanor on the court, you know. I keep looking up at the end of every game and he's got 20 points, you know, kind of doing it all. Really impressive and great teammate.
He had a breakout tournament of the World Cup. Is he a player you think that could find a spot in the NBA one up?
I definitely think so. You know, it's just finding the right place and right opportunity, you know. He's got the skill set, size, he's strong, you know, can finish, shoot the three. And I think the biggest thing is he's smart. He's just a really heady player and knows how to, you know, win games.
And as far as playing off him, surely it makes it a bit easier driving here with a guy that you can partner with, that front court with.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be a lot more difficult for me to get acclimated if I wasn't playing with guys that know how to play that well, and it makes my job so much easier. I can make reads. I know how to balance the floor with him out there. If it was someone that didn't know how to play like Nick does, it would be a lot more difficult.
Just quickly, you came from China. You've avoided the coronavirus. You come to the summer in Perth. Can you talk about how much your lifestyle has improved potentially coming to the NBL?
I mean, I just say drastically, and it's an understatement. I'm enjoying it here. I don't like to look back at China that much.
Just very quickly on Tarico, we just saw the lack of probably scoring power. If he doesn't play, you need to step up more, and Clint needs to step up more. Is there a bit of pressure on those type of players? We know what Bryce is going to deliver.
Yeah, I think, you know, sometimes have the luxury of having Bryce and T is that they can just kind of make stuff happen. And when we lose one of them, we just need to rely on ourselves more, you know, get more opportunities together, you know, more pick and rolls, more, you know, better screens off the ball, more dribble handoffs, and not just throw it to Bryce with 8 seconds to go and be like, do it, you know, because he's got to be tired by the end of the game. I know that. So that's what we were working on today, was getting good offensive touches together.